Welcome to Lesson 2 of the work on the Mandala of Being. Who we are begins right now. Remember that what the Mandala teaching is about is that when we lose connection to our essential self, which is the experience of who we are when the mind is rooted fully and deeply in the present moment, we can only go in four places. The mind will only go to the future or the past or to beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about others. In this lesson, we are going to look at what happens to us emotionally, psychologically, when we become over-identified with the past, when the mind tends to repeatedly take us out of the present moment. For example, imagine that you're just walking along in your day and you see a mother pick up a baby or a young child and hold it with tender affection. And suddenly you think about your childhood, and perhaps in your childhood, you have this story, this belief that you say to yourself, such as, I was never wanted as a child. In that split second, instead of the joy of seeing a mother and baby, a mother and child connecting, your internal reality becomes one of sadness or anger. You experience stress. You experience pain. Moment by moment, when the mind goes into the past, it loses the ability to experience the original, clear simplicity of what the moment is, of what we're really seeing, what we're really feeling. The result is that we tell ourselves, if things hadn't happened in a certain way in the past, then we wouldn't be feeling what we feel now. That emotion, when it's something we did, and we're blaming ourselves for doing something in the past, that we are now explaining is the cause of what we feel, we're in the emotion of guilt. Or if we tell ourselves a story, when my father left me, I lost my trust in love. That story takes the present moment and makes it about blame and anger at our father for what he did. It's like adding pollution. It's making that muddy, that water that we talked about, that we can let settle and become clear, or shake up and become muddy, take over our experience of ourselves. Now, of course, being able to connect to the past is essential in life. The past gives us our depth. It gives us the richness with which we can experience anything in our lives. We learn from our mistakes. When we've done something and it hasn't led to the goal we intended or the result we wanted, we realize that we didn't do it well. As a result, we change our behaviors. The past is important so that we can learn to make better choices. When we make a mistake, we make a better choice. But when we get identified with the past, when we start to tell ourselves that who we are is the result of the past, we've lost contact with our deeper awareness. When you believe that your life was changed dramatically by some event in your past, that's a memory, it's a thought. The part of you that's aware of that thought isn't in the past. But if you identify with that thought, then that thought about your past becomes your present moment sense of self. In a sense, letting the past pollute your now. It becomes really important to be able to stand in the now and recognize that is a thought about the past. I've just had a belief about the past. Now, what happens to us when we learn to bring our awareness into the present moment and we look at the past? Just think about a day where you feel really wonderful. A day when you know that your life is good and who you are is full and whole. You really feel connected. Then if you start to think about your past, you don't regret it. There's no blame. There's no guilt. You say thank you. You feel grateful. It took all of those things that you lived to bring you to the moment, this moment, where you're feeling connected, where you're feeling good. So in the mandala work, one of the things we want to learn is how to recognize that our minds are in the past. That as a result, instead of the date that we're on being new and fresh and exciting and interesting and curious, we're comparing it to some experience in the past which may have been wonderful, a time when we were deeply in love. And as a result, this moment doesn't look quite as good because we're so far in the past and we're remembering when it was so good. It's interesting how these really wonderful experiences in the past, including some of our deep spiritual experiences where we have felt really awakened and opened and full of grace, if we don't let them go, they become a way in which we look at a new moment, a present moment, the now of our lives, and find it wanting. We're trying to then create a way of getting back to where we were, or we're trying to make sure we won't get back to some experience that we remember as traumatic. We become the victims of the things we believe and tell ourselves about our past. So as you do the mandala now, step into the past position. Follow the instructions that are present in the lesson. Start to look and see, what are the things that you frequently tell yourself about your past? Just make a note of them, write them down, speak them into a tape recorder. Notice how it happens to you when you believe that, how the present moment is transformed by the story you tell yourself about your past. You can use some of these questions to help you focus the inquiry. What, for example, are the stories you most frequently tell yourself about the past? What do you regret? What do you blame? Who do you blame? What do you feel guilty about or ashamed of? What are the really powerful memories, whether positive or negative? What happens when those memories become the filter through which you look at the present moment? Who are the most important people in these past stories? How much power are you giving away to a memory of how people were in the past to affect how you believe life is going to be right now? Learn for yourself the power the past holds in your mind, in your consciousness. And then remember to step back into the now position and start your life right from who you are right now. Your true story begins right now. The past is past. Don't let it become your sense of self again and again. Remember, you are sufficient as you are in this moment. Stories about the past, beliefs about the past, they're just thoughts. Don't let your mind-made reality take over your feeling about who you are right now.